Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670.
When you look at the fact that if they win this game today, it's a 5-4 road trip against Jesus Luzardo, who is great, who had a 2.15 ERA before the last two starts.
And
his ERA has more than doubled because he's given up 20 earned runs in his last two starts.
No and then.
It's which guy are you going to get? Which version? Because we've seen two versions of Ben Brown, and we've seen two versions of Jesus Luzardo. If the Cubs and Phillies get the most recent versions of those two pitchers, I like the Cubs' chances today.
I am very excited about what I hope to see out of Ben Brown today.
And he drives another one to deep right center here. This is going to be off the wall. Kepler racing to second with a sliding double. And he drives one in the air, run. Deep right center all the way back and gone. Warber with his 21st line drive base hit to right center. This will drive in one. It's going to drive in two, and the Phillies lead 6-1. And the ball game is over. The Phillies have beaten the Cubs today 7-2. The Phillies win the series.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Not only was I excited for what Ben Brown was doing, so were the Philadelphia Phillies. We are broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Rahimi and Harris on the Score, along with you, our producers, are Robbie Diaz and Ray Triano. What happens?
That's a great mashup. I like it. I think we can get by with those two producers.
Robbie Diaz suddenly cheers for the Cubs.
That's probably not happening.
Ray Triano also cheers for the Cubs.
I see how you're trying to get the best of both worlds right there.
Chango. And then suddenly Robbie Triano and Ray Diaz are back to themselves. It's like Parent Trap or
Freaky
something.
Freaky Friday.
There it is, Freaky Friday. One of those movies was on at a bar I was at recently.
I was like, Parent Trap, that's completely not what happened in Parent Trap, is it?
No, Parent Trap, they fooled people with twins.
What? Right.
It's all the idea of duplicity.
If it was Parent Trap, then Robbie and I would be finding out a few things about ourselves.
Well, as long as it's not John Travolta in the one movie where there were versions of, like, multiple versions of himself.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one, too. If only there were multiple versions of the Cubs yesterday. Braden Fryer, another one of our producers helping out our video team. You can watch us on Twitch, Chicago 670 The Score. That is the handle on Twitch. It is Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell helping out. And you can text us at 312-644-6767. I think that after what happened yesterday, where the Cubs not only lost the second, the third game of their series against the Phillies, when they had a chance to build on what they did the night before, unfortunately, given the combination of factors, you can argue that they lost before they started the game.
Mm.
We knew Ben Brown had issues where I feel like he's showing us that he shouldn't be a starter. It's not even just telling you. There's never been more definitive evidence that he should not be starting. He can throw me six innings in the middle of a game, but I need him out of that first inning. And meanwhile, the lineup where I think Craig Counsell wanted to give people days off, you need some bats to counter when you know that perhaps your pitcher who is not as strong is on the mound. And unfortunately, that was something I was concerned about, was I wanted to see run support for Ben Brown to help him out to just ease his stress. And when Vidal Brujan is in for Pecro Armstrong, you also don't have Michael Bush in that lineup. Justin Turner was at first base and he was batting sixth. You can see as to how before the game even started against one of the best teams in the National League, you were already at a disadvantage.
So we haven't really seen a lot of this from Craig Counsell with the proverbial getaway day lineup. But when I saw it, when we announced it right before game time, right before we got off the air yesterday,
right,
because we had the short show, I thought, okay, this is a getaway day lineup. Let's hope that Jesus Luzardo is having issues. Otherwise, I could see him doing damage against this particular lineup with no Pete Crow Armstrong and no Michael Bush. I know they're both left-handed. I know Jesus Luzardo is a hard-throwing lefty. I get that. But to have them both out, and I get it, you want to give PCA a day off. Maybe a DH out of PCA was the move to go with yesterday, because Vidal Brujan, along with Justin Turner, just didn't seem to be the answer. And as that game played out, like, you know, I'm walking out of here and I'm listening to the game on the radio walking out of here. I'm like,
on the score.
On the score, right here on 670 The Score with Pat and Ron and Zach Zaman. Listen, I was like, oh, the Phillies are immediately doing things, one. Two, the Cubs aren't doing much of anything, two. And then the other thing is, I think once they got down 4-0, Layla, it was really this sense of, okay, where is the spark going to happen? And I didn't feel like there was anywhere in that constructed lineup where you felt like something could be sustained through 2, 3, 4 batters.
Am I impressed that this particular lineup still managed to get 8 hits? Yes. Especially given how they only produced 4 hits against Zach Wheeler on night one. However, we talked about it. You mentioned it was in the open. Kyle Schwarber, we knew, was likely due. He hits home run number 21 of the season, and that was an absolute bomb.
It was not a just barely got out of here kind of hit.
That was wild. That was 431 feet to right field. That thing was absolutely plastered. But I think the bottom line is, not only are you seeing what can happen when one part of the Cubs team is limited, whether it's Ben Brown not getting a first inning situation that is favorable to him, even though he dueled toe-to-toe against Tarek Skubal on Friday. That Tigers offense is not the same as the Phils, especially at home on a warm day in the summer. That's not the same. So those elements led to say, okay, if I'm Craig Counsell, I understand. Give him a chance. Let him go out there. He had earned it. He did the right thing on the Friday before. That's something you have to do. But then when you see it again happen, where he's going to tell you what happens, because he's even mentioned his struggles in the third inning, Cubs are down 3-0 by the middle of the first. He lets 3 runs go in that first inning. And then you're faced with a lineup where you're not playing at full strength, and you know it.
So a couple of things here. It's one thing when we talk about the lineup. The other thing is with Ben Brown specifically, right? And so I was going through my head this morning, because, you know, sometimes you have to sleep on what you witnessed, what transpired the day before.
Every day.
And I was like, okay, but if Ben Brown hadn't have been the pitcher, if it had been Jameson Taillon, I'm not sure they would have won this game based on what they did against Jesus Luzardo. Conversely, if it was Ben Brown and it wasn't Jesus Luzardo on the mound, I'm still not sure if the Cubs would have won this game because of the amount of offense it would have needed to happen to win a game in which you give up 7 runs.
The problem was there were a couple factors. We knew what was happening. If you base what your decision is off of the game before, in both scenarios, where Ben Brown showed you he can get through a first inning against a very good team in Detroit, and Jesus Luzardo had back-to-back awful starts, you're saying to yourself, all right, Ben Brown has earned the first inning again, and I'm going to put a lineup out there to give some guys some rest, because Ian Happ even told us that was happening last week, where their stretch of 26 games in 27 days was going to lead to this. But unfortunately, the slightly less powerful lineup didn't hit as much as they should. They struck out a lot. They struck out 11 times. They only walked once. Meanwhile, Lizardo looks like a world beater, and so does the Phillies lineup, because it's facing Ben Brown and they're up 3-0.
Fourth time this season that Lizardo's hit double-digit strikeouts in an outing. And again, coming off the bad two outings, you knew it was either going to be like, this is the last stop before the injured list for Lizardo, or he was going to get things back in order. Unfortunately, the former happened. Back to Ben Brown, though, and the start that you talked about against Tarek Skubal. I'm sorry, but the first three hitters of the Lions, or excuse me, not the Lions. I looked at Robbie when I said that. The Tigers.
Sam LaPorta, Jameson Williams, and Amon Ross.
You see me, you
Ross,
see
St.
Detroit.
Brown.
You see fear. You look at me, you see the NFC North. Yes.
And then they bite a kneecap off.
When I see Robbie, I see a mini camp not happening. That's what I really see when I see Robbie, because, of course,
I see NFC North champion. Move on.
I apparently see Robbie and Ray combining.
So my point being, when I see the Tigers' top three hitters, because they are a just barely above average hitting team, it's not the same as when you see the first three hitters in the Phillies lineup who can do damage.
Trey Turner, mash, 2-for-3. Kyle Schwarber, DH, mash, that massive home run. Alec Boehm, mash, 2-for-4, 4 RBIs on the day.
So you see what I'm saying? So when
Nick
when I
Castellanos,
look,
and there's a deep drive to left, and I consider myself a man of faith.
So no matter who's on the call, whether it's a Brenneman or someone else.
I hope it's not.
I think the point is, this was a different type of lineup, and that's why the opener is the thing you need to do from now on with Ben Brown until we get Shota Imanaga back, and maybe we can make some decisions there.
He's just, unfortunately, and this is not a knock against him, good on him for trying to get out of his head. Good on him for telling you what's wrong.
Transparent.
Good on him for trying to lessen the damage when you're facing that type of lineup. But unfortunately, he's showing us that his best role is not starting a game. You don't have enough evidence. You have overwhelming evidence that shows you he's better when he's not. I don't care how you get it done right now. In the meantime, either you're waiting for Shota Imanaga to get healthy and you try to do some sort of, I don't know if piggyback is the right word. If you plan on using Pomeranz or Keller or Flexen one inning to open it up for Ben Brown, I think you've at least probably got to go two with one of those guys to get a solid use out of their services that day. There's got to be a combination here that works for everybody. And then on a good team where Shota Imanaga and Justin Steele are healthy, we don't have that. Ben Brown's a reliever and you're happy about it, because Ben Brown's a reliever who can go six innings. Ben Brown is a reliever who shows you he is okay to come into the middle of the game like that, even though he has starting traditional experience that way as well. I'm okay with it. There was a day where, in a time where on this station, we thought that Ben Brown could be this team's closer. Some things you have to accept throughout the course of a season. Hopefully, the Cubs actually want to address it moving forward in a way that helps them. We're going to do that in the next segment, because I feel like Jed Hoyer is telling you he's not going to let this cupboard go bare based on the injuries and what he's seeing right now.
This is Rahimi and Harris. We're talking about the Cubs' tough loss, 7-2, that ended their 9-game road trip, part of a stretch in which they will face now 26 games in 27 days, which is one of the reasons that Ben Brown had to wear it yesterday, even though he clearly did not have his sharpest stuff in this outing, still able to give you 5-plus innings because of the fact that when you look at where the Cubs were, they just needed guys to get the innings so they can turn the page to the next series, 4 against the Pirates starting tonight right here on 670 The Score.
I also think, too, that in the Cubs striking out 11 times, 10 of them against Lizardo, When he's getting guys like Ian Happ to bite on that low slider, and you know how I have felt about the Cubs as a team against the slider in high leverage situations recently, I think that might be the bugaboo when you've got guys who know that they're hitting for power right now. You get real happy when you see something that looks like it's a fastball and instead it's that slider and you bite. And that's something that was very effective for what you were seeing happen for Lizardo yesterday.
I think one of the things, looking at even before we got into the game itself, if you looked at the numbers that the Cubs hitters had put up against Lizardo. There were no world beaters out there in that matchup. It was just a bad matchup for the Cubs. And I know people are tired of what they might feel like are excuses when you're facing top-tier pitchers, especially of the left-handed variety for this Cubs team. But I think this is a reality, and this is a weakness, a stressed weakness now. I think we have a big enough sample size with over a third of the season being played that you can understand you're going to need outstanding pitching from the Cubs to just be able to compete in an outing in which they go against a top-tier left-handed pitcher.
I think the issue is this. If I told you 2 weeks ago that the Cubs were going to drop 2 of 3 to the Phillies after dropping 2 of 3 to the Tigers, and that in that series against the Phillies, the first game they managed only 4 hits, and in the third one they lost in part because they had 11 strikeouts as a team, what would you say?
I would say things are bad.
Would you have expected that kind of output out of the offense? Because I don't think I would have.
I don't think I would have expected it in this particular series simply because of where it was. We know it's a hitter's park. We know based on what the Phillies were able to do in a couple of these games, they didn't score less than 4 runs in any of the games, that this is a place where you can get your offense right unless you're going up against a top-tier pitcher, I guess.
And we talked to Ruben Amaro Jr. the day that this series started, and he again stressed that the Phillies are in a way where they need pitching more than the Cubs.
I think specifically for this Cubs team right now, they're very much trying to figure things out. But just remember, even in the win that they had, the reason they won the game isn't because they were stringing together a bunch of hits with runners in scoring position. They were 2 for 6, which is a good percentage, but you want to have more than 2 hits with runners in scoring position in these games. They haven't done that really on this road trip at all. But you know what they did do? They hit the ball out of the park. So it goes back to how much of this is boom versus bust.
That's it. It's boom bust when you consider the offensive output. Part of that is how you constructed your team. You know that. You know how PCA is typically going to get on base, right? We have seen solid contact. But when you have that many veterans in the lineup, when you have Ian Happ, you have Kyle Tucker, Seiya Suzuki, Dansby Swanson's batting cleanup, Justin Turner is in this game, Vidal Brujan, somebody should have worked a walk other than Matt Shaw.
Yeah, and Matt Shaw, he's doing a great job in the 9-hole. I just got to reiterate that. I'd like him further up, but I get why he's there. I get why he's there.
And he batted 9th yesterday, but that's because Vidal Brujan was in center field, and he was batting 9th.
Yeah, so Vidal Brujan was 9th. Matt Shaw was batting 8th. Back to Ben Brown real quick, because I don't know what's going to happen with his next appearance. I was going to say start, but we don't even know if he's going to be starting or an opener. I did want to hear from Craig Counsell on Ben Brown's performance and how he thinks he can be successful.
Just wasn't sharp today. I don't think he ever got to a place where he, you know, felt good with his fastball and his breaking ball, and it just kind of led to, you know, a general kind of lack of command. And you know, you saw some big misses, and then when he needed to, just not getting balls to good spots, and they made him pay for that. It's just execution. I mean, we see him clearly has the stuff to be successful in the league, but you know, if there's also, it's a fine line, and if you're not sharp, and if you're giving hitters free pitches, then you're not executing. It's difficult to survive and to get through lineups without giving up runs. He did get a 17 outs today, and that was important for the bullpen, very important for the bullpen. And so there was some fight in there that was important for the team. He just wasn't crisp. It just wasn't crisp today in terms of like the execution.
Does that sound like a manager, by the way, that feels like he's going to send that guy back out as a starter the next time he makes an appearance?
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I think the issue is this. Brown was just serving it up over the heart of the plate. All of the mistake pitches that we saw, all of the stuff the Phillies were able to turn on, especially in that first inning, and also Schwarber, was a situation where the ball was over the heart of the plate and it wasn't fast enough. It was in the perfect spot in the middle of the strike zone, almost that center square a lot of the time. And those hitters were able to tell you exactly what they were going to do with what that pitch was.
I want to know if Ben Brown believes that he can get to the point that he needs to, because what we heard, was it 3 appearances ago after he made this, the appearance with the opener? So he's made 2 straight starts, but before that, when he came off the bench, so to speak, out of the bullpen to pitch the second on, I don't know that he's mentally there where he believes I can start strong.
Yeah, I think the best case scenario with him right now is, okay, you don't like the first inning. These are our options. Let's go with Flexen, Pomeranz, probably Pomeranz because that worked the last
Could
time.
Could be Keller.
Right, one of those. And then we'll make that work until we get somebody else. As far as getting somebody else, I'm not talking about Shota Imanaga. Jed Hoyer was even more definitive and more clear when it came to what he thinks his team needs as they get ready for the trade deadline. So we'll hear the latest from Jed, what he wants to say about his team, and more. That's Raheemi and Harris on The Score. It's coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Leila Rahimi. Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think it's not just Cade and Ben. I think it's Matt Shaw, it's Pete. I think with all these guys, I mean, you know, you have to have young players coming up and contributing. You can't be a good team without it, but they're not going to be the most consistent performances. And obviously those guys have had to step up for us this year in big roles. But you have to expect some inconsistency. You know, if you want that true consistency, you're looking at more veteran guys. And at some point, that's cost prohibitive.
That was Jed Hoyer yesterday. He had an appearance before the media who were attending Game 3 of the series against the Philadelphia Phillies. This is Raheemi and Harris on The Score. Layla Raheemi, Marshall Harris, and you, as we try to figure out, to some nice Outkast music from Robbie Triano, what they are going to do at the trade deadline. And I think Jed Hoyer has told you politely on the John Heyman and John Sherman podcast about what he plans on doing. And then he kicked it up a notch in the media availability afterward, because if you think the Cubs need starting pitching, so does the president of baseball operations. Let's take a listen.
Obviously, we've played really well. Our position playing group has just been outstanding, both offensively and defensively. And I think that gives some clarity. Obviously, you don't know what's going to happen over the next month and a half. with that group. But I think that, you know, right now the focus would be on adding, you know, adding pitching and adding pitching depth. I think that would be the clear thing. And, you know, maybe there's an upgrade, whether it's, you know, whether it's on the bench, whether, you know, it's just some complimentary piece. But I think that this group, I think it is a really good group. And like I said, it's not just on offense, it's on defense as well.
I appreciate him saying that, but I know that he seems to be even more clear about that depth and what he wants to build with this team.
Good. Great. That should be the overriding message again at the trade deadline, which is still, I want to point out, more than 6 weeks away. They should be going out to get depth, and it should not be fill out the roster depth. It should be top of the rotation depth.
I think, just like we were saying with Ben Brown, think about how another healthy starter, not even a top of the line starter, but another two or three could make such a massive difference in how you feel about the Cubs rotation. Ben Brown likely automatically moves to long relief. You have more depth and you feel better. Do you feel as good as you would if it's somebody like a perhaps Sandy Alcantara, whose name has been thrown around a lot? I think he's going to command a huge price from somebody because it is such a seller's market. But either way, pitching will improve this team.
I don't agree on the even a two or three. Here's why. Because Shota Imanaga is back. And once he comes back, I would assume it would be Ben Brown and or Colin Ray that go down when you make a trade. And I don't think a two or three is going to, like, to me, Shota Imanaga is great, right? But would you call him a true ace? Would you say, I like Shota's chances against Tarek Skubal? I don't know that I would.
I think that based on what I've seen, I like his chances. As to saying he's the stopper, like if the Cubs go into a situation where they've lost, not back-to-back series, I don't think that's as big of a deal right now because of the quality of the two teams and the Tigers and the Phillies. But if it's a situation where you know you need a guy who you know will beat the team in front of you on the mound, no matter what the talent level is, I don't know that Shota is that guy, but right. I know he's the Cubs ace.
Yes, he is the Cubs ace. And I'm just saying, in order to make a World Series push, that is the goal. The goal is not to get to the playoffs. The playoffs are what should be the standard, especially in Jed Hoyer's final year running the baseball side of things here for the Cubs. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to go out and you're going to give up assets, get a top of the line starter, and they will be available. It's just going to be, are you willing to pay the toll?
Yeah, I agree with Jed, though, in that it is going to be a seller's market, and it's a matter of how much you're going to give up. You already gave up Cam Smith and others in a trade to get Kyle Tucker, so that makes me wonder what it would be next. Would it be big league talent for big league talent? And I agree about the bench depth. Your bench can't be Justin Turner and Vidal Brujan on repeat.
And he kind of mentioned that a little bit. I think the biggest key right now is they need a right-handed power threat bat in the way that Justin Turner would have been 5 years ago.
Yes, 5 years ago, Justin Turner would have been awesome. 5 years ago, he was great on that World Series Dodgers team. Yeah, that would have been lovely.
But I say all that to say the Cubs are just fine right where they are right now in terms of getting through the season as a first-place team, winning most of their series, beating the teams we know they should beat. They're doing that. But I want to see them more competitive, more consistently against other teams fighting for playoff spots, and that's where we're lining this up right now.
If I'm putting a GM hat on and I see the emergent pattern of my team is struggling against one or two in your rotation lefties, and also aces in this manner, and I have guys like Ian Happ telling me we need to walk more, we need to work the count more as hitters, and you see that play out the way it did yesterday, even though Luzardo is not, he's not, you know, the typical 1-2 type, then you've got to be able to address this before it gets to a situation where it's biting you in the keister come September. And we saw that happen.
I'm wondering right now just how much we're going to learn now that that series is over, now that the road trip is over, 4-5. Again, nothing to write home about, but that's not a worst-case scenario, but far from it. It was an odd-number series. You're either going to go 5-4 or 4-5. I'm okay with the road trip in totality, if you will.
The Marshall math?
Well, yeah, the math of it all.
Sox math has been replaced by Marshall math.
But But I think
Marshall Math is a little more understanding. And frankly, you know that I was always a proponent of Sox Math. I didn't like the way Dan Lawrence treated the people on those videos. I thought that they deserved to be there. This is Layla Rahimi, and I approve my own message on the score.
She is Layla Rahimi. I'm Marshall Harris. We're talking about the Cubs getting ready to dive into it, if you will, with Jed Hoyer as the trade deadline gets closer and they're getting things together, trying to prime themselves to be in position to go out and get help. And again, it's not regular season help that they need. It is the help that they need to be able to win series in the playoffs.
It's like Alex Caruso help if you're the Thunder. That's really what this is. Let's listen to also what Jed Hoyer had to say to Brian Kenny of MLB Network about the difference between building his team in 2016 and building it to try to contend now.
You talked about how different it is just getting innings and get from your starters and innings from your whole staff, even compared to your championship team. What's that long ago? How different is baseball now from going back to 2016?
Yeah, it's so different now. I think I look back on 2016. I mean, we really just – it was Arrieta, Lester, Hendricks, Lackey, Hamill, and those guys were getting into the seventh and eighth inning pretty much every game. And so it felt like you only had to use two or three relievers in winning games. The game is so different now. You're not going to see guys go third time through the order as much. The bullpens are so talented now that you actually want those guys in the game. So it's really difficult to piece it together every night. And, you know, I saw that the Dodger thing last night. I understand it because ultimately, you know, you've got to save your guys for winning games. And you know, sometimes you're trying to win that game. But sometimes, like Dave did last night, you're looking at the length of the season or the rest of the series. And so now those are decisions we have to make more now than we ever had to make before.
You know what I thought about? I thought about how A.J. Hinch used his starters against the Sox to get to the Cubs.
I mean, that's a real thing, right? And it was validated by what happened next, at least in his eyes. I know they lost the series finale, ended up with a split on the South side. But when you look at what happened afterwards...
Nah, you take it on the chin against that team because you're trying to get to the other team.
Listen,
where's the battle, win the war?
I think they're winning the war clearly with where the Tigers are in the pecking order, especially in the American League right now, because that's really what matters is getting the top seed. The Cubs are in that discussion, that top seed discussion. So while they want to bolster their team for the here and now and the rest of the regular season, they can't lose sight of what's the most important thing, which is your team playoff ready with starters and arms? And the Ben Brown thing is great because if they do get the starting that they need, if they have Ben Brown coming in to give you relief innings and he can give you a couple of innings here, one and a third there, depending on what the situation is, that's just another. They've got an army of arms and they're not done adding. They just keep adding.
Ben Brown showed you he can give you six. He just can't give you six right away. Like, that's it. I'm not trying to say he's terrible or anything like that. That is not the case. I'm just saying he's telling you where to put him in a game. And the answer is anywhere but the first.
I think the other thing is when we talk about the opener strategy, it's not just about his mental, whatever you want to call it, trepidation in his approach to the first inning specifically. It's also, if you miss that first three to four batters, if the opener were to put somebody on or even give up a run.
Yeah.
If that happens... When your second inning guy comes in, the guy that would have been your starter, now when you're talking about going the third time through the order, he's not going through the first three to four guys. So that can lengthen even his experience there.
And he himself has talked about it. Like, he himself has said, the reason I faced these batters at this high leverage moment late in the game is because of how I didn't put people away in the first inning. Like, I love that. I love that he'll tell you about it. But Jed Hoyer is also telling you what he wants to do here. And I appreciate him talking about how long the pitchers that he had that year would go in games, because it's something that I think gets lost in the entire discussion. There was definitely a circle of trust in 2016. There's no doubt about that. That was something we all talked about with the Joe Maddon circle of trust all of the time. And it seemed like there were only three dudes in that circle of trust by the time we got to the World Series.
Hey,
poor
man.
Roldis Chapman's arm was about to fall off.
Things get real narrow when you get towards the end of the season because it's like, I got to have these outs and I can't give up any runs. I that's what I love about baseball's postseason is the narrowing of like who you're going to use in certain situations. And you know, this is make or break time because when you get to those elimination games specifically or a clinching game, it's like, we got to end this now so we can reset set everything for the next series. And if you're in an elimination situation, it's like, we got to just live to see tomorrow. Also, on
that's exactly what happened. and then it's like, oh yeah, John Lester will get a clean inning. He'll get a clean inning if he comes out in relief. No, that is not what happened. And chaos ensued. Yes.
I also appreciate the texters, 312-644-6767, specifically because I woke up this morning thinking about this very thing.
Yes.
708. Wonder if the Cubs could use a Luis Robert on their bench. And what I talked about with the bench piece that they need from a hitting standpoint, if Luis Robert is back to hitting, he would fit really, really nicely with what they're doing.
Yeah, but again, what are you willing to give up for Luis Robert?
The price isn't that high right now.
It is not, but when I think you're talking about a seller's market, I think a lot of the league knows that when he gets off of that team, he's going to be rejuvenated.
Can you imagine him in his Cubs lineup?
Where is he playing? He's playing on the bench.
No, he'd be on the bench. And I still think he's a starter
exactly.
for a team.
He's too good defensively unless you that's where it's just a way too much of a headache.
They're not the Dodgers, the Cubs.
Headache.
Like that's a lot of.
Well, what do you do with Happ? What do you do with Suzuki? What do you do with Tucker? Like that's where it's like you can't. It breaks my brain thinking of Luis Robert Jr. on the Cubs. Where would he play?
It breaks my brain to think of Luis Robert Jr. on a bench for a playoff team. But realistically, that's probably what he is right now.
Yeah, I think Layla's point that she just made about what you have as far as bench depth, it makes sense because also they got more lefties they're going to face this season. And that's one way you can get him into the order so you don't have both Bush and PCA off without thinking, oh, Luis Robert Jr. could be that guy.
And the Cubs had such good bench depth in 2016 that we were talking about how people had to get sent down to the minors because there was no place for them in the big league roster. You know, that was like Chris Coughlin and Matt Caesar and that whole discussion. That's how strong their bench was. Not to mention the catchers that they had at the time as well. Join the Scores, Mark Grody and Robbie Mokloff, by the way, for a special live broadcast today at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar. That is 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst from 2 to 6. So you got time to get there, guys. Bulls Radio Network analyst and 3-time NBA champion Bill Winnington will make a special appearance from 4 to 6. You can finally see how tall you are compared to him in person. It is not a good time. Take in the first round action from Oakmont. It's always fun to watch this time of year. While you're on site, download and fund the Circus Sports Illinois app to receive a matchback incentive up to $500 directly in your account and take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx. That's today if you guys want to go out and see them in Lindenhurst.
And you know what? You got even more time to get out there with us tomorrow because we'll both be at Gallagher Way for a special live broadcast from 10 a.m. to 12:45. We'll get you ready for Game 2 of Cubs Pirates. You know who's on the mound for that one, right? For the Pittsburgh Pirates. That would be Paul Skeens. It's a Paul Skeens
His
day.
Name rhymes with Skeens.
Yeah. Isn't it just Skeens?
I think so. What else rhymes with Paul Skeens, guys?
Leans. I was thinking leans, scenes. He's on like teens.
Paul Skeens, shoulder leans.
Yeah.
Dramamine.
Dramamines. I don't know.
Is Lima that, bean?
Yeah, beans. Paul Skeens, not Paul Beans.
Beans, peas, tomatoes, potatoes.
We will be joined by President Greens. Of the Cubs Business Operations, Crane Kinney, and we'll have surprises along the way.
You name it!
Wow.
Shirley blessed a lot of things.
Shirley did, but
we don't play that drop
off. It's not Shirley
Caesar's
season just yet.
It needs to be.
Got. Let's enjoy the summer. Let's take it nice and slow through the summer before we're about to fall.
No, that's how I want the baseball. That's how I want the baseball roster to look.
Pirates machine.
Exactly. We hope that a new Bears linebacker turns into a tackling machine.
Oh, okay.
Let's get to know more about Ruben Hippolyte, who joined the morning show. We'll talk about it next here on Raheem and Harris on the Score.
Sack machine.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I thought the player we probably saw the most improvement from when he stepped in to now was Ruben Hippolyte. I thought he's done a nice job learning. He's swimming a little bit, but he's taken it seriously, and Coach Richard Smith's done a fantastic job with him over the course of the last few weeks.
By now, if you're listening to us, you know who that is. This is Rahimi and Harris, and that is Ben Johnson here on The Score as the Bears wrap up OTAs today. So we are getting to that point where everybody is going to get some time off. Maybe not Ben Johnson. He gets to see his family, though.
He's going to get some time off with his family. I think he said they would go on some type of family vacation or something. I think that's how I read it.
I've got just the place. Wally World.
I don't want Ben Johnson to get that lost, frustrated. Listen, he's going to have his share of frustrating moments as a head coach next season. Let's have him have a low-stress summertime.
I like the concept of Ben Johnson just recreating classic Chicago movies.
Just load up the fam.
Like National Lampoon.
Johnson is Chevy Chase.
I think it would go better.
It would definitely be entertaining. I think Ben Johnson can play the leading role. I mean, he's already playing the leading role at House Hall.
Which one of you wants to be the neighbor for Christmas vacation that wears those weird silver outfits? Which one wants to be Julia Louis-Dreyfus? Isn't she the one playing that neighbor next door along with it's her husband in that show, right?
Yeah, correct.
A little off topic, but laughing at the idea of Ben Johnson just being in charge and then really getting indoctrinated into Chicago-related culture. I appreciate Ruben Hippolyte joining the morning show today.
He was honored to be a guest, is what he said. He's like, I'm happy to be here.
The man knows how to up his value, does he not? Previously projected by The Beast and many other experts as an undrafted free agent. Well, not the case. Hippolyte was very much drafted by the Bears and drafted high. They skipped the third round, which I was very happy to see. Because kind of like Ben Brown, you know, when you know your weaknesses, just skip the first inning if you're Ben. Skip the first round if you're the Bears. Hippolyte gets drafted in the fourth round. Linebacker. And really upped his value, I think, not just in the Bears' eyes, but others. I didn't expect him, though, to be able to share that process with us.
No, it was great to hear him kind of explain how he went from a guy who a lot of people didn't feel like a draft pick was going to be spent on him. And he'd be an undrafted free agent that maybe made hay in that manner, which we see a lot of people do and have successful careers in the NFL doing that. But listen to what Ruben had to say about his specific path to the NFL.
I was surprised a little bit. I obviously knew that, you know, it wasn't going to be easy for me just to get in the door, just because, I mean, I've had to, you know, go the extra mile a little bit my entire career, you know, starting from high school, you know, all the way up to now, just, you know, put in the extra work, put in the extra time. I always knew that I was gifted and I had the ability to play at this level. But, you know, obviously my path took a little bit longer than most of my peers, which is, you know, perfectly fine. You know, not everybody's life path is going to be the same. But I was a little bit surprised. Like I said before, my first press conference here, I called the NFS twice. Huh. They told me no twice, just to get prepared for my pro day. So, you know, once I got that call, I was like, well, I got one shot to do this. And then I was training with Test Football out of New Jersey with Kevin Dunn and his staff. And Otto Bolden is the 40 coach there. And, you know, him and I have a very close relationship. And I told him, like, all right, man, I got one shot to do this. And he already knew, you know, that I was gifted in the speed department. I ran track growing up, and he, you know, was based out in South Florida around the time I was running. And we trained at Anson Sports Complex. I had a lot of meets there. So he already knew a little bit about me due to that. But, yeah, once I found out we had that one opportunity, it was go time from there. No added pressure because, you know at that point it was just, you know, proving myself right. I wasn't really focused on proving others wrong. So
he leaned into his strengths, too, which I think is so smart. And now I know what Otto Bolden does when he's not analyzing track for NBC.
Out here coaching him, getting that coach money. I like it.
Very cool. I mean, one of the best. You train with Olympians, you're going to get faster if you like running.
The best part of that story is him talking about how he called the NFL twice just trying to get into the combine but couldn't get in. So he's like, I guess I got to do it the other way.
I admire just knowing you're going to do everything you can to put yourself on the radar. And it worked. Undrafted free agent to the fourth round out of Maryland. You can't argue with the result of that hustle.
I can't wait to see what actually happens when he's in a Bears uniform, when everybody's got the pads on, because we know the speed was on display the last few weeks since he's been drafted. Listen to what he had to say about his thought about the Bears and their defense.
Yeah, it's not really hard at all. Like I said before in a previous press conference that I did, I played some of the concepts in college that I'm being taught now under DA's defense. The only difference is, you know, just, you know, schematically and technique-wise, he just wants, you know, the particular calls played differently and differently than I've ever played them, you know, in 3, 4, or 5 years. So it's not complex to learn. Like I said, a lot of the same concepts and things that I've seen for the past five seasons at Maryland. And I'm very thankful for, you know, the coaches that I've had at Maryland and the defenses I've been in. And it definitely prepared me to, you know, not only retain the information that I'm being taught at this level, but to, you know, go out and execute it.
Rumble, young man, rumble. Let's see what you can do.
I'm never mad at guys like Karana Magaji and Ruben Hippolyte for doing what they can to get their opportunities.
Yeah.
Once you get into the league, though, then it becomes, how are you going to prove that you deserve it?
You can't.
And that's where we talk about it, obviously, in performances and, you know, what happens after that. But they did their job in trying to get in front of the people they needed to and get their foot in the door.
You can't help where you're drafted, but you can do a whole lot once you get in the building.
Well, you can also do a lot to just try. And those two you've seen have tried. They did the right things getting the foot in the door. There's no doubt about that. More to come here on Raheemi and Harris on The Score. We have to talk about the finals game that occurred last night. One of the most entertaining basketball games I've watched, not just this year, but in quite a few. And we've had some excellent ball to watch so far. We'll examine that next on Raheemi and Harris on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.